Hey everybody, David Guerra here. Welcome, and welcome to my new series. I'm not too sure what to call it, but for right now I'm just going to call it the Daily Dave, and for lack of another name. And basically what I'm going to do is just kind of talk while I am on my way home, and just kind of reflect on what's been going on throughout the day, and if there are any actual things that need to be addressed in business side, interpersonal relationship side, social media side. You get the drift. Just basically general life and what's been going on, or what is going on. And today, the first one, it was just one of those days that, you know, things are going on one side of the world, and something so mundane, something so everyday just captures thousands of people's attention. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's okay. But what I will explain. Earlier today, it was late morning United States time. It was probably late afternoon London time or England time, and Greenwich Mean Time. And what happened is somebody started periscoping under the hashtag Drummond Puddle Watch. And that was it. It was about a puddle, a little walkway there, and I guess it was Newcastle or Drummond, wherever that's at. It's okay, it was in England. That much I do know. But what was cool is that all of a sudden I jumped in on Periscope, and if you're not on Periscope, you need to jump in. It's an awesome little tool on your phone, and you can quickly, well, it's current events, anything that you want to talk about, really anything and everything. I mean, I've seen everything, and it's been pretty cool. And there have been a couple of not so cool things, but for the most part, it's been pretty nice. And again, it runs on your iOS phone. It runs on your Android phone. Unfortunately, I don't think it's set up for PC just yet. That'd be kind of neat, desktop, to go from the desktop. But I digress. So, Drummond Puddle Watch. And apparently this sidewalk leading to an overpass over a very busy thoroughfare got a puddle was formed. I guess it had rained or something. And people were just gathering around. The periscope was on. And it just caught so many people's attention. At one point, there was like 19,300 viewers at any given moment actively watching this. The people just go about their daily business of dealing with this sudden puddle on this walkway that they need to access to get to from point A to point B. The camera or the cell phone that they were using, or the smartphone they were using, was in an office. And I don't remember if they had given their name or anything. But it was just, they just sat the phone there, aiming out the window, aiming at the puddle and the people out there. Well, throughout the course of this whole thing, productivity in my office was down to nil. It was just so unique. It was just so out of the ordinary. Puddle and people just dealing with the puddle. I mean, it wasn't raining. I guess the rain had already stopped, and it was just the runoff that had created the puddle. Well, throughout the observation, everybody's making fun. Everybody's just having a good time. Nobody's doing anything. That was pretty neat. As far as comments go, you really can't interact with the video. The video is the dominant, and the little chat feed, I guess it's limited to the first 100 or so people that enter the room, the video feed. They can also chat, but I came in somewhere. It was already marking 19,000, so I was out of the ballgame a long time ago. Meaning that I just sat there and just read and watched. There was a Domino's pizza guy. He was there. There was a photographer. She's from some newspaper there in the town. And she bottled up some of the pond water, or the puddle water. Sorry about that. Puddle water. She bottled it up and she put it on eBay. Last time I checked on eBay, this was earlier in the afternoon U.S. time, it was up to 12 pounds, 12 British pounds. So that's about, what, 12, about $15, $16, give or take. U.S. I mean, my exchange rate conversion mind is not working right now, but I kind of want to say it's about that much. And it was just not even a liter of water. It was just one of those water, plain old geyser water bottles, and she just put the puddle water in it. And there you go. Now she put it out there on the eBay, the UK's eBay, the United Kingdom's eBay, and pretty good idea. Pretty good idea. Domino's guy was out there. He was giving out some pizza. Somebody went out and got a those yellow signs that say wet floor, caution, wet floor. Well, they put it out there in the middle of the puddle. And as the afternoon wore on, I think I watched this for maybe a couple of hours. As the afternoon wore on, well, in England, they're further north in the on the earth. So the sun sets a little sooner. See, down here where I'm at in deep South Texas, it's starting to set almost close to 6 p.m. Central Time. And up there, it was definitely a lot earlier than 6 p.m. their local time. But I digress. So what I was getting at is there were no lights. There were no pathway lights or anything that was visibly on to illuminate the path. And so anybody walking there at night would have stumbled into the puddle unbeknownstly. But hey, that's all right. That's why you got to pay to be observant and pay attention to detail. Anyway, so as you can see, I was really enthralled with this. It just totally just captured my attention, and 19,000 other people followed the hashtag Drummond Puddle Watch and on Twitter, and it was just so much out there. A lot of content, a lot of organizations, a lot of businesses were using that hashtag and riding that hashtag for their own purposes. The Domino's guys, they Domino's UK, they jumped on board because that Domino's guy was giving out pizza. That was really neat. A couple of others were just kind of sidelining along with it. You know, maybe their product had nothing to do with water or keeping things dry or anything like that. They just said, you know, hey, while you're watching this, check us out. Which is not too bad. Pretty good use of the hashtag. So if you're on Twitter, you're on Periscope, drop me up, give me a follow at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra, and let me know you heard this. And that's it for today. Today is Wednesday, January 6, 2016. It's Epiphany for those of you that celebrate, or as the song goes, the 12th day of Christmas. Listen, until next time, thank you for listening. Thank you for following me up to this point, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.